Begin transmission.
Todavía estaría rogándote, ya no me ahonda la celerina.
Getting out of the car. ¿Qué hora es? It's 19:30 UTC. And you're listening to El Comitidad del Goles Dubioso. I don't actually speak Spanish. I just make it up as I go along. And that's why they call me Tobe. I'm the host of this show. And I'm also the chairman of this committee. Isn't that convenient? Well, I sure find it to be so. I hope you do too. Oh, it's a lovely Saturday evening. It rained all day, and it was cold and super windy. And I couldn't go outside or do anything, and I was bored, and I was doing nothing in my house. But now, at almost 8 p.m., 2000 hours local time, the rain has stopped. The sun actually has come out, and you know, it'll be out for another, you know, 20, 30 minutes before it goes down. And it's not all that cold. It's maybe 50 degrees Celsius. That would be very hot. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm, of course, walking around in Herrenhaven, just now heading into the forest. So, what are we doing today? Well, looking for dudes, apparently. I've just been messing around, not doing anything all day, and there's a lot of standing water around here. I don't know what we're going to find in the way of dudes. Are the dudes still awake? Have they been hiding in their holes all day because of the weather? And will they be out and about now? I don't know. I do not know. But we're going to find out. Oh. Okay, so what are we going to talk about as we look for around for dudes? I don't know. We got a lot of football to watch today. That's good. I do like to watch football. What's the latest news? Sunderland got relegated. And Newcastle's coming back up. So my dream of having another season with both Tyne and Wear teams in the Premier League are dashed. However, the good news is there is a chance. A small chance. Hey, does that a... Where did that come from? There's a big branch that's down. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Sheffield Wednesday has a chance of coming up into the Premier League. They're in like, oh, I don't remember, fifth or sixth place in the championship. And so they will get a chance to be in a playoff and maybe make it to the Premier League. Oh, that would be so great. They are on a heck of a run. Oh boy. It's that time of year. Everything is starting to smell like flowers. And as I walk through here, I'm getting that, I don't know, what's that smell like? Doesn't smell like roses, doesn't smell like lilacs, just smells like sweet candy. Some kind of weird candy flavor. That reminds me of another place that smells like candy. That'll start being that way soon. Oh, I can barely think, I can barely talk. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. Wow, the water is almost like glass smooth. That's crazy, because it was so stormy earlier today. Wow, what's going on over there? I see lots of ripples. There's lots of fish and frogs eating. So there's little circle ripples popping up where all the fishies are nom-nom-nomming the bugs on the surface of the water. And that seems to be just about all that's going on around here. A goose just flew over. I don't know where he's going. Oh, I see something else flying way over there and just landed. Way over there. It's easily 130 meters away. Big Bluey is standing on the easternmost edge of the pond by some reeds. I can see some other geese coming in. There's a goose walking around over there on the bank by the road. The road, you know. That four-lane divided street we like to call West Maple Road. Sometimes known as State Highway 64. Also just known as Maple Street. One of our busiest streets. Yeah, I'm probably less than a mile away from the busiest intersection in the entire city. And yet here I am, looking at little fishies swimming around in the water. I've made it all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. And other than Big Bluey, way out there, there's no dudes. Oh wait, there's a goose standing on a log over there too. Yeah, it smells like flowers out here too. All these little weird trees that I don't know what they are, they are flowering. And boy, you can just smell them. I'm 20 meters away from that tree and I can just smell it. Lots of ripples in the water where all the fishy fishies are still eating nom noms. And wow, where's all the rest of the dudes? I don't know. Yeah, I just was kind of thinking, I don't know if there's going to be dudes out here or not. But we have to go out and check. Now, don't we? Well, yes. Yes, we do. Okay, so I'm heading back into the forest. Walking down the boardwalk, stomp, stomp, stomp. Having a good time. It may be a little cooler than 50 degrees. My hand is getting kind of cold. And I'm also looking at various poops. There's a lot of poop on the boardwalk. And it looks like it's all goose poop, so that's not very exciting. No, not really. Everything's green around here now. All the grass is knee to waist high. Trees in bloom everywhere I look. Yeah, see? See this tree? It has these little white trumpety flowers. They're giving off that miasma of sweet candiness. The airborne sugar that is the trees. I don't know. I have no idea. I suppose maybe that yummy smell helps attract birds or bees or something. I don't know. I'm not the tree guy. I don't know why flowers have smells. Oh, although, I don't know. I could probably come up with some pretty decent theories, which I will not bore you with at this time. I hear honking. I think some more geese are flying in. They may have been over at the golf course. And they were probably eating their dinners, and they're all coming back to Heron Haven now to go to sleep. I'm walking over the land bridge. To my right, the sub pond. Nothing going on. To my left, the billabong. So glass smooth, I can see the reflection of the trees over there. It's lovely. Quite a mirror-like surface. That's always fun. Mirrors. They kind of piss me off. And I'm not talking about just first surface mirrors versus, you know, like silverback mirrors. A mirror in general is an unusual device. And it irritates me that it flip-flops, but only on one axis. Have you ever noticed this? Don't you think this is kind of weird? And think of it this way. If you stand in front of a mirror and you raise your right hand, which hand does your reflection raise? That's right. It raises its left hand. So you get a flip-flop. You get an inversion. Right becomes left. You get a flip-flop along the vertical axis. Everything that was on the right is now on the left, and vice versa. Now here's the weird part. And this is the big mystery. So if a mirror flip-flops on the vertical axis, why doesn't it do that same inversion on the horizontal axis? You know, why is it that when you look into a mirror, you're not upside down? Your reflection isn't upside down. Right? That's weird, isn't it? How can you have an inversion on one axis, the vertical, but not the other, the horizontal axis? Yeah, there's a mystery for you. And if you can explain that one, well, if you were here, I would give you $1. $1 of money. Okay, so we're approaching the sub pond. I'm about to walk over the little footbridge here. What's going on out here? Nothing. I can see a couple of little fish ripples here and there. And there's a couple of birds flying around, eating bugs. Hey, did this branch fall down today? I don't remember this branch being here. This fell. It's now suspended. How unusual. This is an unusual place. Trees do fall in peculiar manner. So now we're heading out to the big blind. And there's some kind of ruckus going on out here. You can probably already hear the geese honking their heads off. What is going on out here? Okay, we've got some goose action out on Goose Island. There's only about 4 or 5 geese out there, but they're all in a big argument. Honkity honk, honk, honk. What else we got going on? Oh, I think I just saw a little duck fly in. Yeah, there's a duck over there. Man, these geese will not leave it alone. Somebody got into their space and they didn't like it. Let's see. Oh, and all the wind today has moved some of the logs. Remember that photo I showed you the other day? Was it yesterday, Wednesday? Where there was a goose standing on the logs with a bunch of turtles? That goose is standing there on his log. But he doesn't have any turtles with him today. I'm gonna stick my head out of the boardwalk here, or out of the blind here. And, you know, I see some strange ripples. But I can't see what's causing them over there. What's going on over there? I don't know. But these geese are, well, basically having a cow out here. And these are all the only geese out here. There's a total of 8 geese here. Oh, here comes another one. Honkity, honkity, honk. Flying in. Huh. Well, I was hoping to find more dudes. I really kind of thought we were going to see different, more dudes. And this little confrontation is still happening with these geese. They're chasing this one around and he's just, like, everybody's just chasing each other. I cannot figure out what's going on here. Who's fighting who? Who's mad that the other geese got in their private space? I have no idea what's going on here. Goose drama. so much goosey drama. Honk, honk, honk. Honk, honk, honk. Honk, honk, honk. Well, this is less entertaining than I thought it might be, so I think I'm just going to turn around very slowly. Hey, what is that? Did somebody just stick their head up? That might have been a fishy. It might have been a turtle. Might have been a little bitty turtle. Hey, some ducks are flying in. I think that might have been a wood duck. It kind of sounded like a wood duck. Anyway. What to do, what to do. Let's leave the blind. I'm going to walk up through the loop path. See what, if anything, is going on up here in the loop. Well, there's some of those trees around here. Yep. Smells like candy. What kind of candy? I don't know. Some kind of weird floral candy. It's weird because I would like to have a candy that is flavored the way this stuff smells. Yeah, look at this. I'm walking through a bunch of branches. These flowers haven't even opened up yet. Boy, so in the next couple of days, this place is just going to be, well, I don't want to say stinky, but it will be even more candy smelling. But as I was saying, and you've heard me say this before, last spring, last year at this time, if I could figure out how to make this flavor, if I could make a candy flavor the way that this stuff smells, that would be my favorite candy. Now I smell something else. What am I smelling now? I'm also looking at the ground. I need to take a few steps back here and check some of these areas. It's a little early yet, but I'm looking for scarlet cups. Scarlet cups are some interesting mushrooms. And, well, they are pretty much as advertised. They are scarlets and they are cups. And they look like little red suction cups that you might find on a toy arrow. Wow, somebody's going to have to trim this because I have to push away many, many branches. All right. Am I seeing something up there? We need to walk up to the top of the hill here because am I seeing something? Or is my imagination just running away with me? Man, I gotta duck under branches and everything here too. It's nothing. I thought there might have been a turkey or something sitting back there. But no. Okay, so now I gotta duck again and push my way through all these branches. I'm also wondering, when does the echinacea start to grow? Shouldn't that be showing up pretty soon? Echinacea, sometimes known as purple coneflower, grows right around here. Lots of it. And it attracts my favorite moth, Hemeris thisbe. And, you know, I don't think I saw any last year. So I'm hoping to see some this year. Because they're awesome. They look like flying shrimp. If you can imagine, if you can imagine a shrimp with wings that sort of flies like a bumblebee, you know, real fast, buzzing sort of wing beats. That's what Hemeris thisbe is. Look it up. You will laugh. And it has clear wings. It's crazy. It's cool. And so every time I see one, I'm like, hey, there goes one of the flying shrimp of Harrenhaven. If I write a book, it will be about all the crazy stuff that you can find here at Harrenhaven, including but not limited to the flying shrimp and the microbears. The microbears, of course, being marmots, because they look like bears, but they're really small. Okay. Oh. Now that's not a tree smell. That's an animal smell. Is there a dude around here? That kind of smells foxy. Did a fox come through here during all the rain today? It's possible. It was raining so much that I couldn't do anything today. I ate lunch and some more tacos. I've been eating tacos every day for the last, 4 days? 5 days? I don't know. Because they're so yummy. I really need to start eating something else, though. Because I don't want to get sick of my new taco recipe. Okay, so, yeah, after I ate my tacos, you know, and after I was done watching a football game, I was flipping through the channels trying to find something to watch, and because there's nothing to do, my cat was sleeping, and I'm sitting there going, duh. So I was looking at the TV schedule, as I often do, and I saw that the movie Chasing Amy was going to be on. I was like, oh, wow, cool. I haven't seen that in forever. Chasing Amy is a Kevin Smith movie, and it's kind of, I don't want to say it's his biggest bomb, because wasn't Blunt Man and Chronic the movie, the bomb? I don't know. Probably made money anyway. But my point is, Chasing Amy, I think, is Kevin Smith's most forgotten about movie. You know, it's very, it just sort of didn't fly for whatever reason. But I kind of liked it because I always liked that actress, Joey Lauren Adams, with her funny voice. And so I thought, ooh, all right. I haven't seen Chasing Amy in so long I can barely remember what it's about. And so I turned to it. And about 4 minutes later, not even that long, it started up. And it started up in Espanol. Sí, es verdad. I wasn't paying attention as to what channel it was going to be on. It was on one of the Spanish language channels. So I watched it for a while. You know, and I could follow all of about 10% of it. Which is good. That just means my Spanish is getting much better. And it's weird. I can... Oh, there goes a bun. Hi, Mr. Bun Bun. Here come some more incoming goozers. I need to train my ear. I can read Spanish fairly well, surprisingly well, considering I've never taken a Spanish class in my life, never had any instruction into the Spanish language in my entire life. And yet, somehow, I can read it, probably at about a second or third grade level. Yeah, I can read signs. It's weird. So I thought to myself, and this has been some time ago, that's okay, if I'm able to read this much Spanish, I should be able to understand it when it is spoken to me. And it turns out that is not exactly the case. All right, I'm going to sneak up in the bocage here, see if that marmot is out here hanging around. No, I do not see my mati buddy. He's not out. It is pretty late. Sun's going to be down completely here in another couple minutes. All the matis are sleeping. Oh, we got to check, don't we? Yeah, we do. So, I need to train my ear. I can sometimes form Spanish sentences. The weird thing is I can read it fairly well. But I can't speak it because I cannot think of, I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have any Spanish vocabulary, but I can read it with no problem because Spanish, being a Romance language, it's based in Latin, And there's a lot of Latin-based words in English, too, that look very similar to Spanish words. And so you can figure out what they mean. And I do have some education in the French language. And so between knowing a little French and knowing a little English and knowing a little Latin, I can read Spanish. I just can't speak it because I cannot come up with the words when I need to say them. All right, so I'm back in the parking lot now, and I think I'm going to walk over here into the mushroom garden and prairie grass plots area. There's been a marmot around here, but I don't know where he's hiding. This den, I don't know if there's anybody in it or not. There could be, I wish they would cut the grass here so I could get up there closer. Do-do-do-do. Where's my Mati? Yeah, I'm hoping that that's a birthing den again this year. Because everybody likes baby marmots. They're so cute and cuddly. And you want to give them Mati kisses. Okay, nothing going on here in the mushroom garden. A lot of violets underfoot. I'm going to sneak up to this den up here, too, and see if there's any. A few days ago, I was walking up to this den, and I saw these sticks move. And I got closer, I saw the Mati, and then he jumped in the hole. But nothing going on. It's getting too dark. It's probably time to head out. Doot-doot-da-doot-doot-doo. Right, so, since I can read Spanish a little bit better than I can understand it when it's spoken to me, I turned on the closed captions while I was watching a movie in Spanish. And I thought, aha, okay, this is working out for me pretty good. Because I can read what they're saying, and it starts to make sense to me. The only problem is I can't quite read and figure it out fast enough before the next caption pops up, and I thought, oh, do I really want to watch Chasing Amy this badly? And I said to myself, no. And then I think I took a nap. Oh, am I really that lazy? Oh, I stepped in mud. That's not good. I'm not that lazy. I'm just tired because I stayed up really late last night. And taking a nap was probably a bad idea because I got to make sure I don't sleep in too late tomorrow. Because I got to do stuff. I'm standing at the gate. There is a barbarian at the gate. That barbarian is me. And I'm overlooking the Mulhall's property. There's nobody out here. No turkeys, no mots, no geese, no ducks, nobody doing any kind of stuff in here. So I don't know. I guess it's time for me to keep on walking. Turn around, walk back to the car. If I found a magic lamp. Oh, there's turkey tracks in this mud, though. That's good. All right, cool. Turkeys were out today. If I had one wish after rubbing a magic lamp and finding a genie inside or something else, I would wish to be able to speak and understand all languages. Then I would go around and, you know, talk to everybody. Because you need to learn other languages, kids. Just in case you gotta talk to somebody. Alright, here we are back at my car, and I guess this is just as good a time as any to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and all this week. We'll get up to some wackiness. As for me, I gotta go. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.